Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Ken and Mary Ann Mormon at an event coming up. And Mary Ann, we're going to start with you because you are the president of the Friends of the Library, and that is the group that sponsors this event coming up, which is?
Which is our book sale, which will be April the 10th through the 12th.
And what hours?
The hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, and it's really nice, as I recall, those are the same hours as the library.
Yes, they are.
I don't know about other people, but that really helps me to not have to keep track of some other hours. And just in case somebody doesn't know, Atlantic Public Library is the location for this. Real easy, it's handicapped accessible, just walk in.
You bet. And we are excited about it because we have a ton of books that have been accumulating over the last 6 months.
So. You know, Marianne, that's the other thing that just boggles my mind. People talk about, well, people don't read anymore. Well, they need to come to a book sale and see that, because every time, twice a year, it's amazing.
It is. We always think, how are we ever even going to get them in the room? But we make the effort and we get them in the room and there for you and for you to enjoy.
And of course, and maybe Ken was going to mention this, but you know, people donate a lot of books. But the library also does some culling to give us some books too. So, Ken, let's talk about how all this operates. I mean, what do people do? How do we take part in the book sale?
Well, first of all, the public has been bringing in books to the library almost since we hung up last fall. They bring the books into the library. The library people go through these books, check them off, see whether there happen to be something they could use, which saves the library money that way. And also, once in a while, there's a title that they've already got in their service. The library's book list, and it's dirty or torn or something, so they'll replace it. So they get the first chance at these books. Then they put them down in our room in the basement down here, and we start through them. There is literally hundreds and thousands of books that come in. People are cleaning out their garage or really cleaning out their shelves and stuff like that. It's amazing.
Well, the other thing that I know I do, and I know other people do this, I come in and I buy a used book, I get it read, and then I bring it back. So it's recycling, and it's wonderful. Now, I know some people like to have their shelves at home just full of books. I'm kind of not there anymore. I'd like to read it and get it back and know that, you know, you can always find it again. So we've talked about books in general. Let's talk about more specifics. What ages?
Well, we have children's books this year. The library is going to be purging the children's section a little bit more actively than usual this year, because they're going to do some remodeling down here, and they don't want to move them two or three times. So she's told me that we will have a lot of children's books this year. And we've always had a bunch of children's books, but we're going to have even more. And there's books of just about every type of donation, and I was thinking about people bringing in their books, get them in here today or tomorrow or early, because that gives the library a chance to go through them. Also, we do not accept magazines, textbooks, encyclopedias, other reference books, textbooks. We get some of those, and law books and stuff like that, which they're not necessary. We got to look at books that we can read, and you know, we've had this for many years. People say, well, we don't read anymore. I don't see that very much. The library has so many good things going on, and the books are still being read.
And there are books of all kinds. I'm thinking that there are those little short romance. There's the big, thick romance. And then there's Western books. There's hardcovers. What are some of the other kind of divisions? I know that you have kind of labels set up around the room. What are some of those other kind of divisions?
You name it. We've got books for it. The coffee table books are the section that are really unique, because these are big books, and they're $15, $20, $30, $40, $50 books for a dollar. For a dollar. And it's just amazing. There's books on sewing. There's books on quilting, which is sewing, I guess. And cooking, we have a lot of cookbooks. I bet you we have a couple hundred cookbooks. And of course, the women just go wild on that, and they start coming back. I brought these back in. I saw that one. That was mine last year. But they're good books.
Yes, they are. And so that's fun. So you want to bring a bag or a box. You know, there's no limit on how many books you could buy. And you mentioned a dollar. Those are for the hardcovers, correct?
And books start at 25 cents. I guess the children's books are a dime. I forgot about that. So from a dime to a dollar, you can get all these different books. I'd like to talk about where the money's going to go for just a second. The library, all of this money, we don't take any money out of this. We do cover some of our expenses and printing and advertising and stuff like that. But the library uses this. If you've noticed the library activity in the newspaper, all the different speakers they have come in, all of the different programs they put on for the kids, they've got a program for children here almost every week. In fact, I don't doubt but what there is something every week. And they're all types of things from coloring to keeping interested in coming to the library. And adult things, there's a lot of really neat speakers that they have come in that very informative, and it's all money that we're helping them finance.
Yeah, because we do have tax money, of course, that supports the libraries in general, but that doesn't cover all of these extras. So thank goodness for Friends of the Library, who does bring in all this money. And it always amazes me how much money. I mean, we're talking several thousand dollars usually during a year that these books bring. So you're doing a good thing for the library. You're doing a good thing for other people when you come in and buy a book, and not a book, buy several books, buy kids' books to give away to somebody. It's just a, you can tell I'm pretty excited about it. I always love coming to the book sale. So, and one of the other activities that the Friends of the Library sponsors is something called Shred Day. Tell us about that, Ken.
Well, this is real quick because people want to know about it ahead of time. Shred Day is a day on May 4th from 9 in the morning to 11, 2 hours only. We do this once a year. You can't believe the people that want to get their stuff shredded. But now you can know about it ahead of time. We've been criticized because, oh, I just found out about it the other day, and I didn't have time enough to go get all my stuff gone through. You can bring anything you want to bring in. No three-ring binders, but any type of printed material.
So it could be magazines?
Well, no, it's mostly paper and tax reports and stuff like that. Magazines you just tear up and put in the recycle bin
But yeah, anything that has your name and address on it that you don't want to put in regular recycling, that's a good thing to have shredded. I've been saving up my stuff, believe me. And but as you say, it takes time to pull all that out. And I know other people are saying, oh, I've been wanting to do this. So, again, Ken, what is the date and time on that?
Shred Day is Saturday, May 4th, from 9 to 11 a.m. And at the library right here in the parking lot, and approach from the west. Come in the alley, and we'll direct you. We have people there directing how to get in here. Don't get out of the car. Just come in, pull up. We'll open the doors. We'll open the trunk. Probably won't be stopped more than 15 seconds, and we'll have the stuff. We got people there getting everything out, and it's shredded right there on the spot.
And that's a really good point, because people are worried about that being shipped off somewhere else and it's blowing out of the truck or whatever. No, shredded right there, and it is remarkable. So talk about a drive-up service. This is it on Shred Day, April 4th. So get your stuff ready. Get it bagged up so you can bring it. And did I say April?
You bet.
Whoa, May 4th. The April dates are for the book sale. And Marianne, those are?
9th through the 10th.
No.
9th.
10th, 11th, and 12th.
10, 11, 12.
Do we have everybody confused?
I think so.
No. 9, here's the, yeah, it is kind of confusing. The time is 9 to 11, but the dates are 10, 11, and 12. So that's all happening at the Atlantic Public Library. Check with your local library if you're not in the vicinity, because other libraries also have book sales and other things going on. Libraries are wonderful. And Norman Cousins says, first of all, LaVon says thanks to Ken and Marianne Mormon for visiting with us. But Norman Cousins says, a library is the delivery room for the birth of ideas, a place where history comes to life.